Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic. We are your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber.
And musician filmmaker Marcio Novelli.
Joining us today, we have Topi and Ossi from Finnish band Soft Engine. Soft Engine finished 11th in the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest with their track Something Better, and have had some major chart success in Finland with their album We Created the World. It peaked at number 7 in the charts. Topi and Ossi have just released their latest single, All About You and I, and there's a new album on the way later this year. We're looking forward to hearing about their experiences in the music business so far and find out what's next for Soft Engine. So, hey guys, how's it going?
Hello.
Hey.
Fine, yeah. I have a little bad.
So, we like to start out the show by asking you guys three things about yourselves that everyone should know.
Things about ourselves. It's always the hardest question. Yeah. Something about me, maybe. Something deep. As an artist, I think everyone should know that things that I create, I want to do something special. I want to own my life, the things I create. And, you know, I just want to make something supernatural. Like in a few years, maybe our music is, it's going to be something best. I want to do like the best thing in the world, not just something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's our goal.
Goal.
Yeah. Sorry for my English, but
no, it's great.
No, your English is better than our Finnish.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah, that's something about me.
So you got you strive to be the best you can be and make the best art that you can do rather than just
my life to the music. So
that's what it should be all about.
Yeah,
you know. Well, before we even talk about Eurovision, which is something we're obviously gonna to jump into, I gotta let you guys know that Ross is a huge fan of Eurovision. I've never seen it. I'm going to be honest. I've never seen it. But Ross is a huge fan. And every single time it's on, he just sends me so many text messages and emails and messages talking to me about telling me about Eurovision. I'm just like, all right.
I'm not even sorry. I mean, to me, Eurovision is the best thing in the world. I absolutely love it. I love it. I'm not ashamed to say that. It's
can
awesome.
I ask you a question?
Yes.
You can.
What's your favorite this year?
This year, in 2015.
Yeah.
I like Latvia this year, and I liked Belgium, and...
Belgium was great, yeah.
Belgium was awesome. It was really interesting. Belgium, Latvia were probably my two favorites.
All right.
And Sweden was good, too. Sweden was good.
You know, we just don't get it. I'm in Canada. We don't get it here. We don't get Eurovision here. We don't, because it's Eurovision, right? But Ross, weren't you saying they're looking to expand that and include different countries or something?
Yeah. We had Australia in it this year. Like, they were invited to be a special guest because they've shown it so many years. I think there is. It's been mentioned that Canada could be invited potentially. So
cool.
They do need to broadcast it first. So
yes, we'll see. So people know.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you guys, though. Eurovision 2014. You guys finished 11th with Something Better.
Yeah.
Right. So what was that experience like? You guys were such a young band, and it was so early in your career. Like, how did you find the whole experience, and what impact has it had on your career so far?
Well, as an experience, it was so crazy. Yeah. You know, we were so young guys. We still are young guys. And we just went to a red carpet and a big stage and millions of people watching us.
Blew our minds.
So
straight
crazy.
From the garage to the big stages. And it was so strange. We were like, I don't know how to say it. But
we were so freaked out. We were like
over nervous. So
We were like zombies there, just going from place A to place B and just doing the thing we should do.
Right.
Was that, so obviously you did UMK, which is the Finnish selection for the Eurovision song. Was that your first time performing in front of a big audience? I mean, the Eurovision audience is obviously a lot bigger. But UMK was your first.
Yeah, it was. So we have been playing like little places for 10 people or 20 people. And then we got to UMK and they were like, how many people? I don't know, but million TV watch viewers. So,
and then you've got Eurovision, which is almost 200 million. So it's no pressure.
Absurd and crazy.
You know, it's an amazing platform, though, to have, you know, that audience. So how have you guys used that? How have you used your experience on Eurovision, you know, being exposed to so many people and being able to build such a fan base? How have you used that to your benefit?
Well, what is benefit?
I've used it for your to better the band.
Well, I don't know. We have so much things going on. We have a lot of fans from all around the world now.
We just did our best there and as many interviews we could do there. And no.
Well, we created the world album, reached number 7 in the Finnish charts.
Yeah.
So congrats on that.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Thanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's awesome. And you've got a new album on the way due out later this year. So the new single, All About You and I, is out now. I remember there was like the launch campaign and you had to follow your playlists on Spotify or something. I can't remember exactly how it worked, but I followed the playlist. I was desperate to hear the new song because I listened to your album, and I'm not even joking, I listen to your album all the time. It's the only thing I've listened to today. It's now 6 o'clock. So it's cool. 6 p.m. here, right? I started work at 8 a.m. So I've listened to your album however many times you can fit between 8 and 6.
Probably about 20 times? Well, how long is the record?
Maybe more than this. About 30 minutes, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
there you go, about 20 times.
Yeah. So I kind of desperate for a new album. So I'm glad you've got a new one coming out.
Yeah, and hopefully
later this year,
about October, November. You guys were saying hopefully it comes out then. So you can't keep Ross waiting like this. You know,
it's cruel.
That wouldn't be a very nice thing to do, guys.
No,
actually, we are releasing our album in like two parts. The A side comes out in, is it November? I don't know. You know,
sometime soon.
11th month, is it November?
Yeah, November. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You got it.
Right.
So, tell us about you guys releasing in two parts. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the first part is a little bit happier.
Yeah, it's more chill music and music. And the B side will be like
more epic
and dark and powerful.
Yeah, but not, you know, crying or anything like that.
So right. The whole song is crying.
A little bit darker and, you know.
Yeah, atmospheric. Yeah. So are you doing, is that two separate releases? Is that two?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Is that two full lengths or how many songs are in each release?
I think they're
about five.
Five or six.
On each side.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. Cool. Yeah, will that be released as an album together at some point, or is that just separate?
Not sure yet.
We haven't thought about that, but maybe.
Maybe. I think that we are going to make one whole album.
At some point. But
You think about it.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about All About You and I. That's your latest single.
What about that? That was planned to do... I wrote that song for Martin Garrix. Do you know the producer, EDM guy?
No, not
Martin Garrix. I think you know the guy.
Probably. Probably heard his work.
You know the Animals hit song?
Martin Garrix.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. There we go. That's a good... I like that.
Yeah. I wrote the song for him, but it was like... I was late with that. So the song...
You didn't reach the deadline, so...
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It just... I thought about the send that song to our publisher, and I asked, could you do something about this song? Could you send that to another EDM producer? And how did it go? Well, somehow it came to us.
At the end of the day, they were probably like, this is a really good song, you guys should keep it.
Yeah, actually our boss from Sony heard the song, and he said that we should take that song to us. And
it was our style, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just produced it to suit it for us.
With like band instruments.
Yeah, guitars and drums, and you know.
The first demo was totally like computer stuff.
Oh, like EDM.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. So is that something you sometimes do? Do you sometimes write for other artists as well?
Yeah, it's my job now.
No kidding.
Yeah, that they sent me an email there, the publisher, and they asked me to write song for some artists, and there's like many people from all around the world who wants tries to write the song for that artist, and then the artist just chooses what's best for him. So
exactly,
I can always try, but they are not asking me to do something for.
Right.
I think you understand.
Absolutely.
So I would love to hear if there's a funny story, particularly relating to Eurovision. If there's something crazy, obviously the whole experience was crazy, but is there anything in particular that you could tell us that maybe no one else knows, like something funny or. It doesn't even need to be funny, just something.
Is it especially during the Eurovision or during some or other band things?
Yeah,
anytime. If there's anything that you want to tell us, then we'd love to hear it.
Do you remember anything?
And just letting you know, you can say anything you want on this show. So don't worry.
Well, I have one thing, but I don't know how to explain it. I can try.
Yeah, try.
One funny thing, stupid thing. There was like fans everywhere suddenly when we were like walking in the streets and something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Eurovision. And then there was like two men, twins. Yeah, twins. That looked exactly the same looking guys, and I remember they came to us and asked for a picture. They were fans of Ossie. They didn't care about our band, but Ossie was the guy for them, and the first one came, he wanted to take a picture and
selfie with me,
and Ossie was like, What's going on? The guy wants to take a picture with me. And then he took a picture, and after that, a guy walked. Like, he looked exactly the same.
And other twin came and took a picture with me.
He asked, why do I have to take a picture with you also? Because you look exactly the same.
That's good. I like that. That's really good. That's good. That's really good. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's kind of strange.
Funny and gross. Yeah.
So do you have any advice for other musicians out there that want to they want to do what you guys are doing?
Yeah, we have a few points. I personally think that the most important thing is to have really good songs, because after all, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can't be an asshole in music business. You have to get along with people.
Yeah, because the whole music industry bases on, you know, friendships and knowing good guys, and you just can't be the asshole because no one likes you.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
So be the good.
Yeah, that's it. Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, do you have any advice for someone? We were talking about songwriting before, And I guess on this show, when we have musicians on, we're always focusing on a singer and a songwriter. But how about someone out there who's not interested in being on stage or performing anywhere, but they just want to write songs for other people? What sort of advice would you have for that person? How to get into the bit? A bit more like how to get into it. What's that?
You have to drink beer with right guys.
You need to have good honest.
That's probably really true, isn't
get
it?
Get on with people. Write good songs. I don't know. What else should you do?
That's it. Well, what else can you do, right? Cool. Are you guys ready for 20 questions?
20 questions?
Oh, shit.
Yes. Yeah, it's where we ask you 20 questions really quickly, and you really quickly answer the first thing that comes to your mind.
All right.
And we're going to attempt to say some things in Finnish.
Oh, no. This is going to be embarrassing. All right. I'll start off here. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Meat or veggies?
Meat.
CD or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter.
You guys both had the same answers. I like this. It's weird. You guys are your buds. Canada or Scotland?
Shit. Canada. Because I've never been in Scotland.
Nice. I can say Canada. Okay.
I thought they were going to like
you
one.
Guys.
I thought each of you were going to say something different just to make everyone happy.
Okay, now here I'm going to attempt some Finnish.
Oh no, here's some Finnish words.
Right. I'm going to be brave. I'm going to try this. Lohiketo or Hernikato?
Did he say it well?
Lohiketo.
Say it again. Lohiketo?
Lohiketo.
Lohiketo or Hernikato.
Hernikato.
Lohiketo. I like that. What are they?
I can't remember. I think they're soups, aren't they? One's salmon soup and one's pea soup.
And other is pea soup.
Yeah.
So which one do you prefer?
I like Hernikato, the pea soup.
Cool.
I like Lohiketo.
Well, there we go.
Ooh,
controversy. Breaking Bad or Orange is the New
Breaking
Black?
Breaking Bad.
No question. There is
both
no
great
there
shows, was, but we get it.
Like 30 Seconds to Mars or Foo Fighters?
30 Seconds to Mars.
Nice.
What was the other one?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Both are great, but yeah. 30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah.
For sure. Indie or major?
You mean like
a record label? Sorry, indie label or major label?
Personally, I like indie
major.
Because you guys are on a major, right?
Yeah, you don't want to piss those guys at Sony off, especially before the new album comes out. Okay, I'm going to attend some more Finnish. I don't know why it's all landed on me.
It's the way right? You
Silikat or Kalaketo?
What's the first one?
Silikat.
No, silikat.
What is that?
Silikat.
Bass fish.
Some kind of that small fish that you have in cans.
Oh, sardines.
It's not tuna, but it's something.
I think it's probably like sardines.
Oh, yeah, sardines.
Really small, and it's very salty.
Yeah,
sardines, yeah.
And kalaketto is fish soup.
Yeah, soup.
Fish like soup? That.
Yeah, fish.
That doesn't sound very good. Okay, Heroes or The Walking Dead?
Heroes. Walking Dead.
You know, I've never seen Heroes. I've seen The Walking Dead, the first season.
I saw the Topi tweeted about Heroes, which is why I added some Heroes
nice.
In there.
Clever.
And he also tweeted about one of the people I'm going to mention here, and I'll leave it up to you to figure out who it is. Jim Carrey or Mariah Carey?
Jim.
Who was the other one?
Mariah Carey.
Single. Never heard.
She's got like the most vocal range out of anyone.
Something
like
8 octaves or
something like that.
Ridiculous. Well, I say Jim.
I would have to say Jim too. Come on. Jim's the man.
It right? Actually is, man.
Ross, I'm gonna switch up the next two ones just so I get to say a couple.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know what this is, but I think I got it easy. The Rasmus? Or Lordy?
The Rasmus.
Is that a band?
Yeah, they're both bands. The Rasmus, they're both Finnish. The Rasmus were really big here. And
Lordy, is that the band you were telling me about?
Yeah, and
I've
Lordy.
I've never checked them out.
Lordy won Eurovision 2006. They wear masks.
Oh.
Yes, heavy metal.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Celine Dion or Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn. Yeah.
Good choice. Good choice. Yeah. Michael Jackson or Michael Bolton?
Michael Jackson.
MJ.
That's right.
Twerk or work?
Twerk.
Yes. That's right. Ricky Gervais or Ricky Martin?
Ricky Martin.
Yeah. We don't get too many Ricky Martins on the show.
Oh, cool. What was the first one?
Ricky Gervais. He's the comedian from the UK. You ever seen The First Office? Like the show The Office, the original one?
Where else I've seen it, but I'm not actors. So.
Ah, okay.
It's a great show.
Well, we got Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
There we go.
He'll be happy. We'll let him know.
Yeah. He's still got it.
No, this one confuses everyone.
So it's okay.
Right. Yeah. Whale or kale?
What?
Like a whale? Like that's in the ocean?
Whale, yeah. Whale.
Or kale that you eat?
I said whale.
Have you ever had kale?
No.
Really? Really?
No, I don't know what it is.
Kale is like spinach, like lettuce. It's just...
It's green.
It's like a leafy green. You have it in salad. It's really good for you. I eat it like every day.
Well, lions for whale.
We'll go for whale, right? Yeah. All right. Bette Midler or the Riddler?
The Riddler. If you mean the comic book guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got it. And the last question I've left for Ross to ask you guys. Sorry about this, but...
guys, this could... change our relationship forever. Ross or Marcio?
What?
I mean, they might not know what our names are. So I'm Marcio.
Yeah.
And I'm Ross.
And he's Ross. It's an awkward moment.
Yeah. It's so bad.
So which one?
Ross and Big Marcio.
Yeah, Marcio.
I said Ross.
There we go. That's diplomatic. I like that. There we go.
We'll take that.
We'll take that. So what have you guys been listening to lately? What bands are you guys into right now?
I've listened to, Diplo, DJ guy. Diplo, Major Lazer.
Yep.
And the 1975.
Yeah.
I think they're a British band.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
a lot of people are into them.
Yeah, everyone's loving
those
them right now.
Those are my favorites. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 1975 is my favorites at the moment.
Yeah. So fresh. The root of the music.
Yeah, they're great.
Ellie Goulding is cool.
I'm gonna throw out a recommendation. I don't normally throw out recommendations.
Do it.
A band from Glasgow called Prides. I think you guys would really like them. They kind of mix like rock and EDM, similar to what you guys do. So yeah, I would check them out. Prides. Their album just came out this week and it's amazing. What about you, Marcio? I want to hear what you're listening to.
Oh, we don't usually do this, but yeah, I don't know. You know, I listen to so much stuff. You know what? There's a band called Paris.
Paris?
Yeah.
Like, do you know the
something like
song like St. Patrick?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I just found it lately. It's so great music.
Yeah, that kind of goes along with what you guys are playing too, I think. And they're just phenomenal, you know?
Yeah.
I love the whole record as a whole is great. The songs are great. And it's I love how it's very atmospheric and it just kind of takes me somewhere, you know?
Speaking of that, there's a guy called Marcio Novelli and he has a new project called Midnight Soundtrack. It's pretty awesome. It's worth checking out too. So.
Yeah, it's kind of, I have a side project and it's kind of the rock EDM thing kind of mixed together. And yeah, cool. Very, very cool. So where can people find you guys online? I'm sure they can find you everywhere, but...
Instagram, you can follow our personal accounts.
Yeah. Facebook, of course.
Yeah, Facebook,
on Twitter, it's Soft Engine, right?
Soft Engine
and Bank. On Instagram and Facebook, actually on Instagram, it's Soft Engine Official, and on Facebook, it's Soft Engine Band.
Yeah.
On Facebook,
We did our research.
Yeah, we'll
okay. You can find it on our website.
Perfect.
We'll put all the links in the show notes for this episode anyway. So if anyone wants to check you out, which they definitely
should
because you guys are awesome, then they'll find everything there.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to listen to what I've been up to, you go to marcianovelli.com and everything's up there.
And if you want to find out what I'm doing, I just wrote a blog post about why musicians need fans. No, actually, is that right? No.
No, why fans of need to really support the musicians that they
yeah,
like.
That's, yeah. You know better than I do. I wrote the post, but you know more better than I do.
Yeah, it's a really good post.
Yeah, I would recommend you check that out cool. Because musicians do need you.
Because what are we without the fans? I know that sounds so cliche, but I mean, we're just making music for ourselves otherwise. You know what I mean? So it's so important not only for the artists to appreciate the fans, but also for the fans to really support the musicians that they love. Because I think, as you guys totally relate to this, but I think that... you know, the music industry is not what it was 20 years ago. So I think people think just because, say, you guys are on Eurovision or, you know, if you've got records out, that you must be millionaires. You know what I mean? But that's what people think, you know? People will think that. And so, you know, oh, we can just download their music for free. You know, it won't affect them, but it does. You know, it affects all of us, you know? And it's just important. So if anyone's listening to this or watching this right now and you really love music, you know, just support who you love. Do it. You'll buy their CD, buy their shirts and tell everyone you know about them, or else those artists won't be able to make music anymore. It's as simple as that.
That's true. Yeah.
You know. Sorry, that was my little speech.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah.
It was a good one. Okay. Guys, this has been such a pleasure. Seriously, really enjoy talking to you guys. You guys are fantastic.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.